And we're back for another week, NRL Live Supercoach episode 47. Got a great show lined up for you as always. We're going to go through last week's games, of course, the Supercoach results, and this week in league, we're going to look at Origin, some detail. It's on next week, of course. And of course, this week's games coming up, all your Supercoach information and our tips that will get you the winners this week. Pete's going to do World of Sports. Speaking of Pete, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Paul. How are you, mate?
Doing well. Tigers MS with us as always. How are you going, mate?
Very good.
It's good to hear. May as well get straight into it, guys. And looking at last week's games, Friday night footy, the West Tigers 22 defeated the Cowboys 20, a much-needed win for the Tigers there, while the Bulldogs hit back well after the previous week's loss to win over the Broncos 24-14. Saturday night, the Panthers 19, pretty big upset there at Wynn Jubilee Oval over the Dragons 0, while the Storm 26, they did well to come to Sydney and take on the Roosters and defeat them 26-18. Seagulls 16, holding on up at Brookvale Oval over the Raiders 10, while Sunday footy, the Warriors 28, another team to bounce back strongly from last week's drubbing, defeated the Knights 12, while the Titans 42 gave a drubbing of their own to the poor old Parramatta Eels 4 out there at Mudgee Stadium. And even if it's a home game, it seems like the Eels cannot take a trick when they're not at their home stadium. And Monday night footy, another upset, the Sharks 14, getting over the top of the Rabbitohs 12. And guys, I guess Tigers MS, looking at some of those games, some interesting decisions in the Tigers game, but boy, they needed that win out of Leichhardt.
Yeah, it was not a good night for the video refs. They made a couple of blunders. There was, some really strange decisions. Look, to be honest, the Cowboys should have won it. They had a chance. They had a go-ahead try that Kane Lynette spilt. That would have been enough for him to get it. But the Tigers thought they played very well in comparison to the previous 4 weeks. And it was a much-needed win. The Bulldogs were actually, I thought they were really quite back to being pretty, fairly ruthless against the Broncos in the other Friday night game.
Tough week for tipping. Pete is our leader in the tips, and you can find them at www.pulleygsports.com, but only one this week, Pete. What happened?
I didn't even realise it was that bad. It was a bit of a shock. Missing the two on the Friday night, I knew that Brisbane had a great record against the Bulldogs. Saturday evening, well, what can you say? That was one of the worst performances by the Dragons I've seen in years, I have to say. It was an absolute shocker. And, they were lucky to get the nil at the end of the night, really. Melbourne, great performance against the Roosters. What an interesting weekend with a few upsets there. And it's a very open competition, what can you say?
Yeah, Tigers MS, looking at it from a Supercoach perspective, the big names, Corey Parker, Robbie Farah, topping the scorers. As you predicted last week over Jamal Edris, he was the big pick and he certainly came through.
Yeah, he did quite well. An interesting little thing, especially with Origin and the buyers coming up. All the Supercoach top 10 from the overall top 10, not just last round, every single one of them will be missing the next round.
Yeah, thanks to... We're going to talk about that a little bit more in what we learn segment. You're right, but thanks mainly to Origin, but also the buyers. Now, it is a tough one. We'll look ahead, see what you should do and what strategy you should take over the next 7 weeks where you've got the buys. But other guys predicted last week, Inglis finally did have that slide. It was always going to be a tough game against the Sharks and Tigers MS. Again, you said that Souths wouldn't, the small men, I guess the wider men wouldn't do well, and that's what happened. Andrew Fifita, another huge week. And our buyer of the week, James Graham, ended up 20th overall. He just keeps going from strength to strength. The sleeper of the round, Kevin Gordon, 115 points, third overall. And that was a guy that I guess we can go into what we learn segment, because Parramatta just continue to get burned by outside speedmen, and Gordon took advantage of that. Bulldogs players like James Graham, also Michael Ennis, continued their good form. And like Tigers MS said, State of Origin players have dominated the overall Supercoach leaders. Only Sonny Bill Williams and the unlucky Aaron Woods from the top 10 not in the squads. Speaking of those squads this week in league, the Origin teams were named. It was a bit interesting because I guess the New South Wales team was leaked, Pete, and should we change the way that the teams are announced?
Well, it became a bit of a farce, didn't it, with that team leaked. I was sort of hoping that there'd be a couple of surprises, a couple of differences from that team that was leaked to the media on Saturday. But, yeah, no, it's quite disappointing, I think, the way that has occurred. There's only a couple of New South Wales selectors, so the source was being bandied about by other journalists as being Bob Fulton. If that's the case, then he needs to have a good, hard, long look at himself, I think, and treat the media with fairness and respect, and give rugby league at this time of the year. It's the showcase games, and we know what these teams have been leaked to the media before the actual official announcement. So I think they need to really tighten that up.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Fulton, I guess he's known as one of the immortals, so he'll probably get away with it. But he's been in charge of the selection committee for New South Wales for a long time, and it's been a lot of losses, but he's still there, chairman of selectors. Let's go through the teams and see what you think of them. Jared Hayne at fullback there, while Brett Morris, Blake Ferguson on the wings, Michael Jennings, Josh Morris in the centres, James Maloney, 5'8", Mitchell Pearce, halfback, Paul Gallen, captain at prop with James Tamau, Robbie Farrell, hooker, Ryan Hoffman, Luke Lewis, the second rowers, Greg Bird, lock. Of course, Kurt Gidley named as one of the bench players, but he's since been ruled out with injury, joined by Anthony Watmo, Andrew Fafita, the surprise pick, I guess you could say, and Trent Merrin, while two men have been brought in Tigers mess to cover Kurt Gidley and Josh Reynolds and John Sutton. Which guy do you think is going to get the nod?
I don't know. I was hoping that once Gidley was ruled out, that they'd pick another prop and move Gallen back to the second row. For the first time in a long time, New South Wales has four or five good quality, origin quality props to choose from. And, yeah, I think there's a bit of a slap in the face to those guys to have Gallen playing. Not saying Gallen's going to do a bad job, just saying that Gallen is a second rower and he plays his best football there. I think they'll probably go with John Sutton purely on... I'm going on the fact that I think Robbie Farrell will play the full 80 and John Sutton can play in the back row if needed.
Yeah, a bit of an injury crowd over Luke Lewis as well. That might worry them as far as outside backs. No mention of maybe Jamal Idris as a potential cover there. Maybe Lewis is going to be right. And Pete, what overall did you make of the New South Wales team?
I thought it was a pretty good team. I consider Tim Green to be the unlucky player. The two big props from last year, Tamau and Tim Green, I thought did a great job for New South Wales. One particular moment there where Grant knocked Sid Nasiva under his bum very early in one of the matches there. I think Tim Grant was the unlucky one to miss out. Agreed that there is several other props too for New South Wales that could have been playing there. I think it may be a mistake to play Gallen a prop, particularly when he's been coming back after a long rest on the sideline with injury.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused by some of them. It seems like the media get their darling boys coming into Origin and they always get selected for New South Wales, where for Queensland they stick with the tried and true. We'll read the Queensland team in a moment, but you look at guys like Blake Ferguson and Andrew Fafita, And even James Maloney, you know, like potentially they've come in on the rush of only sort of 2, 3, 4 games. I guess Maloney being a bit longer, but it just seems a bit strange. In the balance of the side, I agree with both of you. Missing, if Tim Grant as the incumbent was going to miss out, I thought Aaron Woods had to be there. He's been sensational all year in a very poor outfit. And it just bemuses me that they've left both of them out. Let's read that Queensland team now, and, you know, I guess it was pretty much as expected. Billy Slater, fullback, Darius Boyd, Brent Tate, the wings, Greg Inglis, Justin Hodges in the centres, Jonathan Thurston, 5'8", Cooper Cronk, halfback, Matt Scott and David Shillington, the props, Cameron Smith, hooker and captain, Sam Dyday, Nate Miles, the second row, Ash Harrison, locks, the scrum, Corey Parker, Ben Teo, Matt Gillette and Chris McQueen on the bench. And I guess Chris McQueen there, Tigers MS, was the real surprise choice. Josh Papali is going in as 18th man.
Yeah, he definitely was a surprise. A, I didn't know he was a Queenslander, and B, I didn't think he was even remotely close to the Origin team, but there you go. He has had a good season so far. Queensland team, especially off the bench, looks to be very mobile, so I'm not sure. But so does the New South Wales team, so maybe it's just going to be one of those fast Origin games. by the looks of that. The Queensland back line does look very imposing, though. A lot of experience and a lot of pace there as well when up against a relatively inexperienced New South Wales.
Queensland obviously missing Ben Hannett through injury. I was a little surprised that they haven't gone a bit bigger on their bench, but then all the people are saying Queensland look so strong and dominant as far as their big men, Pete.
Well, I split this team into two halves, if you like. The back line, yeah, just reeks of class, 1 through to 7. They're all in pretty good nick and, you know, as I said, have done the job before. The forward pack, I'm wondering a little bit about, but they don't quite have the mind. Matt Scott, I thought, got dominated in the Tigers game the other night. And the other prop there, Shillington, has been out for a little while with injury as well. His name's come back for the last couple of weeks for the Raiders. It's going to be a very, very close match. They do look very, very evenly matched, I think, generally speaking. The pressure will be really on New South Wales, on blokes like James Maloney and Blake Ferguson. I think that may be a problem. Also, the positional play of Hayne, I think that Thurston and so may well be out to exploit that.
Yeah, I think it should be a great game, and I guess New South Wales at home have got the opportunity to come away with the victory, but Tigers MS, which way are you going?
Yeah, look, I'm going to have to go with Queensland, just purely on how the last 7 series have gone. It wouldn't surprise me to see New South Wales grab the first one. I would really like to see New South Wales grab the first one to set up a good series, but I can't see that the Queensland back line, I can't see them getting outplayed. So I think that's where they're going to win it.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you. I think Queensland just too strong. New South Wales would need most things to go their way to come up with the win. Pete, what about you?
I think it's a bit of a toss of the coin job, boys. I've been thinking about it. Now, maybe it's a little bit of patriotism, but I think that I do like the selection. He's going to be under a lot of pressure, as I said, but I do like the selection of Maloney at 5'8" for New South Wales. Mitchell Pearce has got to realise that this is his last chance at state level. If they lose this, he's gone as New South Wales halfback, I think.
I don't know. It's happened for the last 7 series.
I know, but I just think the form of Maloney has got Mitchell Pearce into that side. It's going to be a close one. I think that Captain Courageous Gallen might lead him from the front, as he did in Game 2 last year. Slightly greasy service out there at Olympic Stadium. I'll take New South Wales in a very close match.
Well, it should be a great game, of course, on next week, next Wednesday, there at Homebush Stadium there in Sydney. And we've got to move on to this week's games and, of course, all the Supercoach information. And you can find stuff online, of course, www.paulygsports.com, where you get this podcast, or you can find it on the iTunes. Just simply type in NRL or NRL Supercoach. You'll find us, NRL Live. And we've got Twitter available if you want to ask us any questions, which guys you think we should play, which guys you should leave out for the upcoming weeks. Perhaps you want to know who's going to be who you should pick as captain. Also, with the bye weeks coming up, starting this week, it is very critical to have a strategy for that. Tweet us at TigersMS78 or at Paulie G Sports. And don't forget to send us a like on the Facebook as well, Paulie G Sports. Find us there, and we've got all info for you, including this podcast. And the webpage has other things as well as sports and interesting information. But let's get straight into this week's games right now. And we're going to start, of course, on Friday Night Footy. And we're starting with the Canterbury Bulldogs versus the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Should be a pretty interesting match if you look at it from a Supercoach perspective. Well, the Dragons and the Bulldogs players, they're still buyers at this point. They don't get affected by the buy season, if that makes sense, until rounds 15 and 16 respectively. If you don't have James Graham, I think you've really got to get him straight in. Michael Ennis, as we said earlier, has returned to form. Also, Josh Dugan for the Saints would be a great addition, particularly if you wanted to put him in at 5'8", because he does have that versatility. And on the other hand, Origin players like Josh Morris, Josh Reynolds, Brett Morris and Trent Merrin should be sold off They're going to miss a few games during this period. The Bulldogs are still third last in scoring. They have improved in recent weeks. The Dragons give up the fourth most Supercoach points. I think Tigers are mess. It's going to be all good for the Dogs as far as this game is concerned.
Yeah, just going on, if nothing else, just going on current form of the previous week, the Bulldogs should get the cash here. However, it has proven that once you get flogged, you come back, or so last week says. Look, I think someone to pick up from the Dragons is Bronson Harrison. He's relatively cheap at 200 grand, and he had a great game last week in a soundly beaten team. He picked up 81 points, and I think that he's obviously run into some good form, and I think he might be a nice little get if you've got someone you need to replace in the back row.
Yeah, with Trent Merrin, of course, missing through the Origin, he should get extended game time. Pete, Tigers MS, who are you going with as far as the win?
Oh, definitely the Dogs, yeah.
And Pete, of course, you're at the game last week, and the Saints not putting in a very good performance. Can they turn it around this week?
I would be a little bit more confident if the coach had made some pretty major changes. There's a couple of players there who are really on borrowed time from mine, particularly Chase Stanley and Nathan Fein. And Soward, of course, hasn't been in great form recently either, but the two I just mentioned I thought were pretty average on Saturday and aren't offering a lot at the moment, so they really need to turn it around this week. Missing Brett Morris. Each team, of course, is missing a Morris. The Dragons also missing
Aaron. You could say they've got a Morris minor.
Exactly, mate. Exactly.
Don't ever say that again.
Missing Brett Merrin would be big for them. Matt Cooper, I just looked on the Dragons website. His toe injury is constantly under review, so he hasn't been seen for about 5 weeks. So I don't know when he's coming back and then missing him big time. Only my heart says the Dragons, every bit of common sense says the Bulldogs.
Well, I agree with you as well. The Bulldogs will probably get the points here and do it quite comfortably. Look, Tigers MS, Bronson Harrison is actually the 24th best player when you look at it from a cost per point perspective, so a good pickup there if you can get him. And Mitch Brown, I know you mentioned him before, well, he's 30th best in cost per point, so another guy that could be worthwhile there from the Bulldogs if you're trying to save a little bit of money. Moving on to Saturday game, South Sydney versus the Newcastle Knights. Now, the Rabbitohs are the third hardest, while the Knights are the eighth hardest to score off. Both teams like to play it pretty tough up the middle. And much like what happened to the Rabbitohs last week, I don't think it'll be a great week for the outside backs like Nathan Merritt or for the Knights, James McManus. Souths have the bye next week, so there's a suspension cloud hanging over the Burgess brothers. We're not sure what's going to happen there.
Just to put in there, Sam's gone for the week.
Yep.
Sam Burgess is a definite sell. He will miss, obviously, the week after because Souths have the bye. He's very expensive. You're going to need to get someone to cover him. You can always bring him back in round 14. Meanwhile, I guess Tigers and MS Knights forwards, we've mentioned them every week pretty much. Robbie Rocco, David Fayologo, they're still buys. And I think that the Souths rake Isaac Luke could also be a good buy.
Yeah, definitely. It didn't go so well this week, but it was a tougher game. But, yeah, definitely Isaac Luke is one of those guys who he'd be very handy over the Origin period, especially if you have either of the Robbie Farah or Cam Smith as in your team. Another guy from the Knights, actually, who has been going pretty well is James McManus. He's not a guy who's going to feature in Origin ever again, hopefully. So it'll be... It'll be a good get, I think, because he's been putting up some decent points.
Yeah, definitely put him on his watch list, but I just think this week against the Rabbitohs defence, he may find it a bit tougher. Which way are you going?
Rabbits.
And Pete, what about you?
Yeah, Rabbits by country mile. It was a really tough game for him in the wet at Cronulla the other night. The Knights very, very up and down, inconsistent. Bennett's got to wonder what's going on in the heads of some of those players, and particularly with that Kurt Gidley and Darius Boyd. I think balances the Rabbitohs' losses at the moment, so I'll definitely take the Bunnies.
Yeah, I think if John Sutton's missing, it could make it tough for the Rabbitohs, especially with Sam Burgess out. I'm going to take a bit of an upset and pick the Knights. One guy I should mention as well is Dylan Walker for the Rabbitohs. Could be a sleeper pick. He plays centres, but he's listed at 5'8". He may end up moving inside if Sutton doesn't play. He's been he put up some good points last week, so maybe if you've got an opportunity to get a cheapie, go for Dylan Walker. Sunday footy, Gold Coast Titans versus North Queensland Cowboys. It's going to be a tough game for both teams. They're missing a lot of big name players to Origin. Both teams are tough to score from a Supercoach perspective, but I guess the Titans have a bit of an advantage because the Cowboys are missing, well, I guess their biggest name, who they're missing, of course, is Jonathan Thurston, but also James Tamau and
Matt Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Looking at William Zillman and Jamal Idris, I think they could be buyers of the week. Just beware, the Titans have a bye in round 13. Mark Minicello finally got some good points. He's been threatening in recent weeks. We expect Dave Taylor may have a big one as well after missing Origin selection. Also, Ryan James might get extra minutes, so he's got to be looked at. Also, the Cowboys, well, it's a bit of a makeshift team. Matt Bowen also out. Injured, it could be one-way traffic. If you've got the Gold Coast Origin stars, Greg Bird, Ash Harrison, Nate Miles, are definite sells due to the fact they've got to buy it next week. And Brent Tate is the other guy we should have mentioned for the Cowboys. Him, Jonathan Thurston, Matt Scott and James Tamau are all holds, because it's going to depend on which holes you have to fill in what is obviously a tough round. We've got the four subs, but the Cowboys players, obviously, if you can't get rid of them, then maybe just put them on your bench for this week. Tigers MS, how do we juggle the sort of the buys this week and so many Origin players?
It's pretty tough, and especially it's going to be a week-to-week kind of thing. You've definitely got to have a look at not only to maximise your points for that round, but you know, with a view to the next round coming up. If you do have to take someone from the Titans, and the Tigers scored out wide last week against the Cowboys, Anthony Don is probably a good one because he's cheap, and he put up some good points last week.
He continues to climb, and we've seen this all year. Tigers MS, these guys that come in, Jordan Carr, who's another.
Yep.
And they and we'll mention him shortly, but
and of course Jamal Idris, who was in some pretty rampaging form.
Yep. So get in now on Anthony Don. That's a good one. Which way are you going as far as the game is concerned?
I'm going to have to go the Titans, just because the Cowboys are sucking at the moment.
Yeah, they're pretty tough at home, Gold Coast, and they had a pretty good win last week. Pete, can they continue the trend?
I think the Gold Coast will win it by country mile. They've still got their spine there, the 1, 6, 7, and 9, who are playing quite well. And their forward pack is looking very, very solid, even so without the likes of Miles and Sonny. You've still got Luke Bailey, Luke Douglas, David Taylor will be able to prove a point. So, no, the Gold Coast by mile.
Monday football. There still is a Monday night football this week, despite only the four games, and it's the Broncos versus the Warriors. And we just mentioned Jordan Kahu. Well, he's definitely a buy. One thing about the Warriors, they travel very poorly. They were very good last week, but they're still second last in giving up Supercoach points. So guys like Corey Norman, Josh Hoffman and Kahu are all buys. We're picking the guy who's taking Matt Gillette's spot in Dunamis Louis to be the sleeper of the week. A very, very cheap cost. Hasn't put up much points so far, but he may be in line to get some big ones. For the Warriors, Conrad Harrell returns from injury, but probably better put him on watch list to wait for the next New Zealand home game. Sean Johnson, Fleety Matau, obviously could be good pickups during Origin period. It's definitely going to be high risk, high reward. Broncos fifth worst for giving up Supercoach points, and without their Origin stars, could be even better for both teams, or for the Warriors and even the Broncos for that matter, to rack up the points in this one. Tigers MS. Any other names you can see there? I think it's pretty much pick your player, and they should do pretty well.
Yeah, Elijah Taylor, I think, would be a really good get. He's only 180,000, and he's been putting up an average of 38 per game. He knocked out 79 last game, so he could be into a bit of form there. And against the Broncos, who give up some points, he could well be in the be one of the good buys to get.
And can the Warriors cause an upset, or is it pretty much Brisbane all the way at home?
Yeah, Bronx at home, definitely.
Pete, what about you? What do you think?
I think the Warriors might gain a bit of confidence out of their win last week, and I'm going to take the Warriors. I think that the Broncos have been underperforming. They're a slow team, and without Justin Hodges in particular, I think, and Thaiday, I think are two massive losses for the Broncos. And I think the Warriors will be able to get them in a close one.
I've got to agree with you, Pete. I think the Warriors, considering Brisbane are missing their origin stars, might get over the line. It's about time they put it together away from home, and obviously not being affected by origin really helps their cause. Tigers MS, with a bit of time we have remaining, let's talk about Supercoach strategy right now. You've got, of course, buys occurring in rounds 12, 13, 15, 16, 18 and 19. The majority of them obviously in 12, 15 and 18 when it's also Origin. So Origin players will be out. Some Origin players won't return the week after because it will be too short a turnaround for them, especially forwards. There's also a limited amount of changes you can make this year. You can do 4 per Origin week or split round week, but you can only do 40 total. And most Supercoach players would have been using their 2 per week. So they're going to start to run out if they keep up their maximums. My advice may be, have a look at your matchups. If you're playing against someone that's similarly affected by Origin, you may want to not use all 4 subs, just use 2 or 3, and just make sure you've got them covered and you've got more players playing than they do. Keep some of the guys that aren't going to be missing over the next few weeks, rather than get rid of all of them. And keep yourselves for those Origin players that are most likely to miss multiple games, i.e. guys like Greg Bird and Ashley Harrison, whose team, and Greg Inglis, whose teams have buys in round 13. And teams that might have a short turnaround, forwards, that may miss the games after. We've already suggested that Robbie Farah may be affected because he was last year. And some of the guys from the Broncos, for example, they also... their coach has been proven, Anthony Griffin, to like to rest Broncos players. So if they're playing Origin like a Matt Gillette or Sam Thaiday, might be a good idea to sell them off. Tigers MS, what is your strategy moving into this?
I think in this period you might want to pick 5 or so players from the current team that you definitely want to keep, that you're prepared to sit on the bench and not play if they're not playing. So you have those for once the period finishes, so you still have them there and they're ready to go from there. Apart from that, just reiterating what you said, make sure that you have the maximum amount of people in your team playing. At this time of year, it's basically just a battle of attrition where you've just got to get the guys out there, even if they're not super players or they're doing, you know, great, guys who are putting up 30 points are better than guys who are obviously not playing. So yeah, the more guys you can get out there playing, you just have to keep an eye on the next week and see what buyers are coming up, and you just have to plan it out that way.
So many critical moments. Of course, you can pick up players if you're in normal Supercoach any week, so you could drop a guy like Greg Inglis, even though he's very highly rated and you may want him later, or Robbie Farah, or even Cameron Smith for that matter, and still pick him up in a couple of weeks. The Supercoach draft game, however, completely different scenario. Hopefully you're in a good position leading into these weeks. It's going to be tough, but you don't want to be putting out there on the market your top players. You do want to be able to put them on your bench or even play them as zeros, because they're guys that are going to win you games later in the year. And once you've lost them in draft, you've lost them. So that's going to be a very key moment. But on the flip side, other teams may be letting guys go during this period, so it may be a great opportunity to scour the waiver wire and see what you can come up with. We'll keep up with this information on NRL Live each and every week. Make sure you download the podcast at paulygsports.com or on the iTunes. Simply type in NRL or Supercoach and you'll find us. And of course, if you've got any questions regarding Supercoach, simply flick something up on our Facebook page, Paulie G Sports, or via Twitter at Paulie G Sports or at TigersMS78. And one of our favourite segments of the show, of course, Pete, is World of Sport, and you've got a good one for us this week.
So absolutely, timely as well. Absolutely. Keeping with the State of Origin theme. And it was a number of years ago, this thought sort of first came to my mind. Back in the mid-90s, 1995, with this whole Super League war and so on, Queensland were a little bit short on numbers. Two players that were selected for them were Adrian Lamb, whose origin was Papua New Guinea, and Wayne Bartram, whose origin was even a bit closer to home, was in Kempsey, which is on the New South Wales coast, just in a little bit from the coast up above Port Macquarie. So they both represented Queensland. We're talking about the excellent Queensland backline that's going to be playing in the first match next week. Sorry, I've got a cold. Greg Inglis is from Bowerville, in a similar area to Wayne Bartram. And as a result, they also tried to get Sam Cassiano, the Kiwi from Canterbury, to play for Queensland last year. And there was all sorts of rumours about other players and the origin of other players. And this has led to a brilliant little parody song written by a gentleman called Dennis Carnahan, entitled That's in Queensland. Have a listen.
Could somebody please help me? I'm a little bit confused. When selectors choose for Queensland, could you tell me what map they used? Where you're born and where you come from, surely that's your origin. So could somebody please tell me what state these towns are in? Where is Samoa?
That's in Queensland.
Whangaparoa?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Bowerville?
That's in Queensland. Queensland's everywhere.
State of origin, we're told, is all about state pride and the famous Queensland spirit, but we've been taken for a ride. How can they claim that spirit when all through history Queensland selected players from the wrong side of the Tweed? Where is Hornsby?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Minto?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Tenterfield?
That's in Queensland. Queensland's everywhere.
So it seems that origin is not quite what we thought, but Mel and Ricky just don't care, they continued with the rot. Ben Teal's a junior Kiwi of Samoan origin, but he snuck across to Queensland, just another Kiwi ringing. Where is Mosquiel?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Christchurch?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Palmerston North?
That's in New South Wales. Queensland's everywhere.
Where is Sydney?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Fiji?
That's in Queensland.
Papua New Guinea?
That's in Queensland. Queensland's everywhere. Queensland's everywhere.
Very good, Pete.
Not bad. Go into YouTube, check out the video that accompanies it. It's quite brilliant.
We'll have to send a link, put a link to it on the website, www.pauliegsports.com. And, of course, Dennis Carnahan, his songs can be heard each and every week on the game plan there on One. That's on Thursday nights at 7:30, so it's worth having a listen or having a watch. It's a great show as it is. Talk a lot of rugby league and, of course, Carnahan's songs on each and every week. There's been some absolute beauty so far this year. Pete, good job on the show. And, of course, we'll see you next week.
No worries. Go the Blues, hey? Great, should be great series coming up.
It absolutely should be. Tigers MS. See you next week.
You will indeed.
And of course, any of our Supercoach information that you need, go to the website www.pauliegsports.com, and we might find some more of those Queensland players. Find out where they're from today as well, of course. That's it for the show. We'll see you again next week. We'll